Either way, it seems like he had no invitation for peeing on the box. Here is Nervous Talk with no invitation.
Thank you for listening and have a great week.
We'll see you next week. Stay tuned for the Screen Girls coming up next.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What does Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's in ya?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at falundafafellowship.com.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the food bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Got me feeling crazier than a motherfucker. I got badass in this motherfucker.
Puffin' on live.
Machiavellian Dawn. Representing the Outlaws.
Got a nigga going crazy.
Badass representing the LBC.
Don't get me feeling
so
crazy.
You wanna do it? You know how we do it.
Time's by. Puffin' on live. Hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy. I feel crazy.
Tell about it.
Last year was a horror. But life goes on, bumping my head against the wall, learning right from wrong. They say my ghetto instrumental, detrimental to kids, as if they can't see the misery in which they live. Blame me for the outcome, paying my record, check it. Don't have to bump this, but please respect it. I took a minus, and now the hard times are behind us. Turned into a plus, now they stuck living blinded. Hennessy got me feeling bad, time to stop drinking. Rolling in my drop top jack, what's that guy thinking? Sitting in my car, watch the stars and smoke. I came a long way, but still I got so far to go. Dear mama, don't worry, I'ma watch the snakes. Tell Satch that I love her, but it's hard today. I got the letter that she sent me, and I cried for weeks. This what came out when I tried to speak. All I heard was the time goes by, puffing on live, hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy. I feel crazy.
All I heard was
the time goes by, puffing on live, hoping that it gets me high. Crips running up the hill, looking for a better way. My brothers and sisters, it's time to build, cause even thug niggas pray. Open God, baby, I entered the game. Look how much I changed. I'm no longer innocent, casualties of fame. Made a lot of money, seen a lot of places. And I swear I seen a peaceful smile on my mama's face when I gave her the keys to her own house. This your land, your only son done became a man. Watch the time fly, I love my people, do or die. But I wonder why we scared to let each other fly. June 1, 6, 7, 1, the day mama pushed me out of womb, told me nigga get paid. No one can understand me. The black sheep, outcasted from my family. Now black and heat, I run the streets, a young runaway, live for the day. When you die, I can hear him say, come on. Time goes by, puffin' on live, hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy. I feel crazy. Time goes by, puffin' on live, hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy.
I need to root of all evil for my stress. This money's like a strong prescription drug. It's got me addicted to the pleasure and the pain it inflicted. Something about the paper with the pictures of the president's head. Damn, it's like a motherfucking plague that spread. It's epidemic, forgotten, it got worse. I keep my head on straight, making money cause it's current. Making money makes a difference day by day, so we gotta stay paid, no doubt, day in and day out. This life is like a vicious cycle called fighting to live. No matter how hard you try to see death, you gotta die. A lot of my peers didn't make it to the years to come. Dear life, do them right, or dear life, leave them done. Who has the answers? I wonder. I turn to my elders, they aged and experienced, but they can't even tell you or tell me that they'll be right at the end of the road. Why? Cause they don't even know. A million things run through my mind, and I find gotta be in jail to be doing time.
Remember this too.
Time goes by, puffin' no lie, hoping that it gets me by. Got a nigga going
crazy.
I feel
crazy.
Time goes by, puffin' no lie, hoping that it gets me high. Got a nigga going crazy.
I feel
crazy.
I smoke half an ounce to the head. Chocolate
time
goes by, Endo, Hawaiian, Lance Graham, Buddha, all that shit. I'm fucked up in this motherfucker. And Hennessy don't help. And Hennessy don't help. The passion in this motherfucker. Machiavelli the Dawn, put it down to the fullest. Maximum overload.
3-day theory, Illuminati to your body with the impact of a 12-gauge shot. Double eyes, slugs, no love, straight thugs. One time for my niggas in the jail cells. One time for my niggas in the life from hell. One time for my niggas in the jail cells. One time for my niggas doing life from hell. One time for my niggas on death row.
One time for my niggas on the road.
For my niggas on death row. One time for my niggas living broke. One time for my niggas living broke. One time for my niggas in the jail cells. One day for getting high.
I leave you thirsty on Twitter. You boo boo, you teed, you turned down, you thirsty, you boo boo. I'm trying to learn something new. I'm trying to find myself, I'm searching deep for Kendrick Lamar. I read about Napoleon Hill and try to know God. They say he the key to my blessings. And if I speak the good into existence, that instant my dreams will unlock. Money flow like water, I'll just wait at the dark. And by the way, I'ma start finding more light to shed. Like a small garage in your backyard. I'm back chilling with a friend of mine. She mighty fine, but I notice that her heart resides next to bitterness. Always hollering who she don't like and who she kicking with. Who she wanna fight, who wearing a weave. Who Dooney and Burke bag is fake. Who holding the keys to the car she drove last year. Or who fucking on who and who need a pap smear. Getting on my nerves, but before your negative energy curve, bitch, I'ma cut you off. Cause every time you come around, you be hollering at whoop-de-whoop. Blah say blah, he say she say. Oh my God, shut the fuck up. Ho, every time you come around, you be hollering at whoop-de-whoop. Blah say blah, he say she say. I'm trying to learn something new. I'm trying to surround myself with people that inspire me. Or at least inquire similar desires to do what the T-A-K-E just to reach the T-O-P. I'm talking ideas, motivation, it's more than making enemies, my nigga. Oh, that's not your memo, then tell me why you constantly stressing on how you well connected like centipedes, my nigga. I function with you and you flaunt your pistol every second, tell me how you pressed them at the Monte Cristo. Where's so-and-so from, and what neighborhood's beefing? Who baby mama's a rat, and who got killed last weekend? That shit is mad depressing, bringing me down. Speak on something with some substance that can get us both paid, rather than telling me how these niggas jocking your style, or his rims ain't bigger. Pussy nigga, I'ma cut you off, cut you off, cut you off. Cause every time you come around, you be hollering that whoop-de-whoop. Blah say blah, he say she say. Oh my God, shut the fuck up. Scary ass. Every time you come around, you be hollering that whoop-de-whoop. Blah say blah, he say she say. I'm trying to learn something new. I'm trying to better my chances of becoming a star. I'm trying to feel the vibe of Mona Lisa studying art. Now paint that picture. Life behind bars. Remember the very day I got caught? I murdered a rapper and you filed the police report. See what I was taught. Family is all I need, but indeed them two can run me right up a tree. Constantly talking shit about the next relative. Wanted me to take sides, but I never give in. Ever since grandma died, everyone parted ways. Argue on holidays. Left my uncle in prison for 15 years, no one paid him attention but mom's. Yeah, my mama has lawyer as any sister would come. Come to my house just to yap about your own people. Dang, and if your blood weren't running through my veins, I would probably cut y'all off too. Yep, cause every time y'all come around, y'all be hollering at whoop-de-whoop. Blah say blah, he say she say. Oh my God, shut the fuck up. Keep it running, Ali. Every time you come around, you be hollering at whoop-de-whoop. Blah say blah, he say she say. So tell him shut the fuck up. Tell him shut the fuck up. Yeah, bitch, you boo-boo, you tea, you turned down, you thirsty. Tell him shut the fuck up. Tell him shut the fuck up. Yeah, nigga, you boo-boo, You teed, you turned down, you thirsty, you boo boo. You teed, you turned down, you boo boo. You teed, you boo boo. You turned down, you thirsty, you teed, you boo boo. You turned down, you boo boo. You teed, you turned down, you weak, you weak. Yo, bitch, weak. Yo. You boo boo, you teed. Keep all that.
Trying to go in that direction. These niggas, they've been doing too much flex, and they about to call the wrong attention. And I don't got no patience, no more testing. I do shit how I want, don't need no blessing. Exo niggas ain't nothing to mess with. Nobody stopping us from what we destined. And everybody around you is so basic. I'm never rocking white, I'm like a racist. I don't drink my liquor with a chasing. That money is the only thing I'm chasing. And some dope dimes on some coke lines. Give me head all night, come four times. Baby girl just wanna smoke a pound. Do an ounce, get some dick, tell her friends about it.
Go tell your friends about it.
About it.
Go tell your friends about it.
About it.
Go tell them what you know, what you seen, how I roll.
Singing about popping pills, fucking bitches, living life so true. Last year I did all the politicking. This year I'ma focus on the vision. I think these hoes deserve another fixing. I'm talking about the ones on the beginning. Don't believe the rumors, bitch, I'm still a user. I'm still rocking camo, I'm still rolling shooters. I'm a villain in my city. I just made another killing. I'ma spend it all on bitches. And everybody fucking, everybody fucking. Pussy on the house, everybody fucking. Man, I miss my city, man, it's been a minute. Am I, yeah, yeah, habit, Cali was a mission. Cruise through the West End in my new Benz. I'm just trying to live life through a new lens. Driving by the streets I used to walk through when I had no crib, I guess you thought I should have missed.
Go tell your friends about it.
About it.
Go tell your friends about it.
About it.
Good morning. It's August 28th. You're listening to Screen Girls on Air on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasted live from Vancouver. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Christina. And you just heard Go Tell Your Friends About It by The Weeknd.
And before that, you heard Cut You Off by Kendrick Lamar. And we started with Crazy by Tupac. And it's been a week of new beginnings for us, for sure.
We moved into a new office. And if you're following us on Snapchat at The Screen Girls, you might have seen that.
And we got a chance this week to really set it up how we like, and we're really loving
our doing the flow, whole feng shui.
Our workflow. Yeah.
We've got a feng shui going on.
Our style.
Yeah, it's working. I like it. The timing couldn't be more perfect because I can feel the weather changing. It's getting colder. This is the last week of August.
Yes.
We're in the last week of August right now. So I'm so excited for September.
It was a good summer, but I'm ready to see it go now.
Winter is coming.
Just ready to work and, yeah, winter
is coming.
We started filming with our GoPro more this week.
It's super creepy. It's super weird. We have the app, we have the GoPro app, so you can see on your iPhone sort of what the GoPro is recording. But there's a delay, so you're kind of watching yourself do what you did 2 seconds ago on the iPhone. It's really bizarre.
It's really funny, yeah. We bought it a few years ago, but we just started getting into it, and I think we chose the right time to start it.
Right? We've got a good schedule going. We've been all about scheduling, reorganizing, setting things up, and yeah, that included the GoPro. So we'll have a lot of footage for our vlog at the end of this month, which, yeah, they'll be going out soon. We'll be doing that whole, our month of August.
Lots to put in that. And it's just a mode, I feel like, this back-to-school sort of vibe. I think a lot of people have already started getting into it, whether
fall,
they're going
yeah.
back to school or not. It's just the feeling of starting fresh. You're getting into your new routine. Summer is just craziness.
Well, I feel like whether you're in school or not, you're affected by that sort of season because everything gets a lot busier. The roads all get busier. So you got to be more organized. You got to be more schedules. You got to be ahead of time. So I feel like everyone kind of like, it's that whole like summer's winding down. Virgo season is starting.
Virgo season.
And then from Virgo season, we go right into Christmas.
We don't go right into Christmas.
We do because it's the best holiday and we've all
waited all
year for.
We go into Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius. Then we go into Christmas.
And no one's missing Libra.
Okay.
We're going to go into Virgo. I'll give you Halloween and then we'll go into Christmas.
Thanks for Halloween.
See you in the new year.
So if you're feeling sort of stuck in a rut or you want to change, it's definitely a good time as now to look at switching up your routine and just getting into that back to school mode. Just buy an agenda. There's so many funny little agendas.
Bando does some hilarious ones.
We have really cute agendas.
They tell you to do things like have breakfast for dinner. And I did it. I had pancakes for dinner last Sunday.
That's awesome.
My book told me to, so I did it.
So, what else did we do this week? I saw Straight Outta Compton.
You did. Did you like it?
Saw the film on Saturday night. I thought it was interesting. There were definitely a lot of surreal parts, and it was cool to see the story. It tells the story of the formation of NWA and Ice Cube, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, MC Ren, and DJ Yella.
And it's been doing really well at the box office. Everyone's rushed out to go see it. I still haven't seen it, but you were saying when you were hitting up your friends to go see it, everyone had already seen it.
Yeah, everyone was like, oh, I saw it already. So I was like, okay.
I feel like it's one of those things where it's like, you know, I feel like I don't really go to the movies that often. But for a film like that, it's like whether you're a movie goer or not, you just seem to go.
Yeah, definitely. It had a lot of, it's the music also that brings you in. If you're a music fan, it's that one thing that would make you go like, okay, well, let's go out. But it's brought in over $100 million domestically, which is, I think, surpassed a lot of expectations for it.
And it's a long movie.
Mm-hmm. It's 2 hours and 37 minutes.
Did it feel long?
It didn't feel long because I went to the bathroom before. It honestly.
Good plan. Good strategy.
you start to count every minute. If you can't get up and go because you're going to miss something, it drags on. Avatar was torture for me.
Did you need to go?
I needed to go, but it was so strange that it was like, I don't think I'll be able to get back into it. Like, I don't know what's
going
to happen.
When I saw Avatar, it was right in the front row, mm-hmm. and it was, I think, 3D or some shit, but we were right in the front. Not a good film to be that close to.
No. Not at all. Yeah, that's all I remember from it, was that I really had to pee, and I was like,
so you were prepared this time, though?
Yeah.
So you're prepared.
And I felt like it was cool, but I didn't live up to everything. I felt like certain characters had to divulge a lot more than other people did. Like, I feel like Ice Cube, he served as an executive producer along with the rest of the group, and then Eazy-E's widow served his interest in it. So I feel like Ice Cube really divulged a lot, and I feel like Eazy-E, they really explored it a lot. But I feel like for Dr. Dre, they didn't really cover him as much. And for example, they played Ice Cube's No Vaseline, his diss to Eazy-E, but then they didn't play Real Motherfucking G's by Eazy-E, which is like, I think, one of his biggest songs. So it seemed like a really big omission. But I thought that they talked about some stuff, and it was really cool, like when they got arrested in Detroit, when they asked them not to play Fuck the Police, but they did anyways. So I thought that was cool. They ended it kind of abruptly, but the best part was they have, you know, Snoop Dogg, your Tupac, like all the characters that were around at the time. And Tupac's only in this one scene for like 2 minutes. But they portray him as like the happiest guy.
You're getting happier by the second just telling me this.
It's just
you're sitting here and your smile's getting bigger.
I'm just remembering how ridiculous it was, because it was like they start with him recording, I think, like Hail Mary. And he's, like, smiling while he's singing, and then they stop it, and Dr. Dre walks in, and he's like, Dre, hi! And he's just, like, smiling and laughing the whole time, and then somebody gets shot, and he's just, like, gets these, like, puppy dog eyes and stuff, and it was just, like, ridiculous. I couldn't stop laughing. But no one else was laughing, so I did. But, yeah. And then this week marked the start of Virgo season.
Yes!
Which we are very excited about.
Yes. And it's a good time for Virgos right now.
Yeah, we're both into astrology a little bit. We're not too kooky with it, I think.
It's just when you read stuff and it's so bang on, you kind of can't help but go, hmm.
Yeah, I do think that there are things that are like inherent in certain people versus other people. So you see some similarities, but I think you can't get like so into it otherwise.
Because sometimes
it's
going to
dictate whatever you do.
Broad as
yeah.
well. And it's like, that could apply. But either which way, if you are into astrology, it's a big year for Virgos because Jupiter is entering.
For the first time in 12 years, it's entering the Virgo sign. And it's supposed to bring a feeling of fresh starts.
A sense of renewal.
And a renewed ease.
Which is amazing, coinciding
yeah.
with the new office, the new vlogs.
Yeah.
Even here at CATR, the new studio, it's just everything seems to be new across the board.
Yeah, we've switched our podcasting program as well, and it's definitely a new start.
Yeah.
So The Weeknd just released his album today. He released The Beauty Behind the Madness.
And it's a 14-track album with production by Kanye West and features from Lana Del Rey and Ed Sheeran.
And he said recently in an interview with Billboard magazine that he wants to make pop cool again.
He's definitely got the right features on his album for that. You know, throwing in some Ed Sheeran, some Kanye, some Lana.
That's pop, hey?
That's pop right there. He's
yeah.
doing it. He's moving into this super, super pop realm. He said he wants to be the world's biggest pop star, and, you know, now he's in modeling campaigns. He just gave his first interview recently. I feel like he said it, and he's doing it.
Yeah, he was with, what's High Ponytail's name? Ariana Grande.
You just asked what's High Ponytail's
name.
Yeah, she's
always got High Ponytail.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, he had a song with her. She's like a pop
princess.
She's
super pop. Once you've got a song with Ariana, you are definitely marching towards that pop realm.
And he's been working with Max Martin, which is a Swedish producer who's behind Britney, Christina, Katy Perry,
pop sensation. Yeah. It's just crazy because his subject matter has not changed. He is still The Weeknd. He is still singing about all the things we know and love him for.
Spilling your own tea there.
Awkward. So tell your friends. The lyrics for that are insane, but it's such a beautiful song.
Yeah. It's just interesting that he wants to be on this Michael Jackson level type success, but the reason that everyone and their parents and grandparents knew and loved Michael is he's just singing about these very broad sort of topics of love and this and that heartbreak. But
as crazy as he gets, is Billie Jean's not his lover. That's all he's saying.
He's not even claiming that. He's just like,
not saying it didn't happen, not saying it did happen, just not saying that's not that.
Yeah.
It's not like that. Whereas The Weeknd's like, go tell everyone.
Go tell your friends. I gave you an ounce.
The lyrics literally are, give me head all night, come four times. Baby girl, just want to smoke a pound, do an ounce, get some D, tell her friends about it. So it's definitely, the lyrics are still as crazy as they've always been, but he's becoming this pop sensation, it seems.
And the beat to the song, it's something beautiful. Like, oh, it should so be beautiful. Played at weddings while, you know, people do the grapevine or whatever white people do at weddings. Like, you know, just... But then the words are just crazy. And I'm wondering, like, how are they going to beep that out? Because you'd have to just, like, have entire...
The entire song is going to change. Is he going to have two versions for every song now? Like, the Weeknd version that we all know and love him for. And then the version that can actually be in a pop realm.
So he's one of these people that... I haven't really seen a controversy since Kings of Leon about, like, oh, now that they're mainstream, they've completely changed the sound. So he's kind of going through that. A lot of people have been saying that. And so I'm thinking for anyone who's been there from the beginning, the House of Balloons and all his mixtapes, he still is staying true to who he is. And I think the last few songs, Rolling Stone, this song, he keeps reiterating that. So I think it's interesting that he's able to sell out arenas when his subject matter is beyond explicit. So, he's going to be going on tour.
And he'll be in Vancouver on December 2nd as part of that tour.
The Beauty Behind the Madness tour is what they're calling it. And I love that he's taking Banks on a few shows.
He's just the biggest sense of diversity right now with the different artists he's partnering with. Banks. Yeah.
Lana. Ed Sheeran. Every pop star. So he's also going to be going with Travis Scott. Travis Scott's going to be at every single show.
Yes. And he just released his artwork this week for his album, Travis Scott.
For Rodeo, that's coming out September 4th. We'll tweet out a link to it.
We actually really like it. I'm wondering who he stole it from.
So it's a toy version of himself, and we'll tweet out a link to that right now. It's creative, feels very...
He looks like a little Ken doll.
Mm-hmm. It feels very iconic really for a first album.
Yeah, it's a really good mood to it, yeah.
Simple, but it's effective. And so here he is. We're going to play some of him right now. No Feelings with Party Next Door.
Rap exclusive, man.
Smoke so much pep that I just might go color, man. So long, you can let a pain on it, I'm just being honest. You give him 2 seconds to talk to later.
Hey, what's up?
She ringing me cause she know I'm a only pickle for the payer. Get up, sip the wet, my life's all aquatic. My bad, she's designed, she is a native Egyptian American.
she keep a little secret for some shit. Said all I'm ever good for is sex. Get money, it's get money. I said, I wanna give to you, bro. Cause this gets get money. This gets get money. No feelings. No feelings. No feelings.
Yeah. Yeah. Drank so much codeine in here till I'm colorblind. She gon' do the coke until she can't see the line.
I read her on my reefer. Xana got me sleeper. Leaner by the leader.
I draw them up, yeah, she Aquarius. All this codeine got me not enough. Yo, dip at the crib, not enough. All these pills got me not enough. I'ma get turned till my knob is off. Give her my love, it's not at all. It's not at all, you know.
She said, all I'm ever looking for is sex. This is my dick, this is my dick. I said, I wanna get you, bro. This is my dick, this is my dick. No feeling, no feeling. No feelings, no feelings, no feelings, no feelings,
no feelings. Party,
yeah.
Don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Yeah. Popping pills is all we know. Inhales is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low key at the night show. So don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Yeah. On a Sunday, do it all again on Monday. Spent the check on a weekend.
Oh my God.
I might do it all again.
That's bullshit.
I just hit a 3-peat. Fuck 3 hoes I met this week. I don't do no old hoes. My nigga, that's a no no. She just want the. I just want the narrow. Who that at the front though? It's the feds, oh no, no, no. Don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Popping pills is all we know. In the hills is all we know. Don't go through the front though. It's low key at the night show. Everything happened at the night show. Ooh, at the night show. Everything happened at the night show. Ooh, at the night
night show. Ooh, your bitch not at home, she at the night show. Ooh, fucking right, ho. Ooh, had to catch a flight for the night show. Ooh, let's get right though. Bottles got us right though. We ain't sipping light though. No type though, only got one night though. We can do it twice though. Ah, it's lit.
I got no show.
Stacking up day to day, young nigga, you know you gotta go get it, my nigga. They hating, they staking, they waiting. Don't be mistaken, we dying, they staying. Lord, I'm on fire, they thinking I'm saving. Calling me crazy on different occasions. Kicking the cameraman off of my stages, cause I don't like how he snapping my angles. I'm overboard and I'm over impatient. Over my niggas and these kids, my ages. Dealing with motion that's more complicated. Like these two bitches that might be related. H-Town, you got one. And you bun be like a number one. It's late night, got a late show. If you wanna roll, I got a place where I've been pills and zombies.
Like I used to.
friend I got. No trust friend, no trust devil. Them a pray hard for you get pebble. If you no trust BS, no trust trouble. Human being no trustable. If me moving antisocial, I me I. And real gangsta no beg boy weed. Buy we buy. Anyhow, I don't beg friend now. Weed is my best friend. And me no want see no next friend talk. Weed is my best friend. Some boy where you talk and I lick, me no trust them. Weed is my best friend. My best friend. Weed and me best party, me best charge. Right now it legal, no feds can charge me. Every day 6 pound in a the RD. Right now, I reject them a escort me. If me no have ganja, me no happy. A the child want me, I go load up shortly. My boy at all can try extort me. But now I red like Leonard Bartley. Anyhow, I don't beg friend no. Weed is my best friend. And me no want see no next friend talk. Weed is my best friend. Some boy where you talk and I lick, me not trust them. Weed is my best friend. You know weed is my best friend. Call me weeded, call me frostbox. But no say nothing if I get a load box. Mount high grade weed and me load up a country. Right now them can't see me, call me higher than a plum tree. And it hot be if you not the weed, just a shot like a Pompeii. GMA, if me moving antisocial, I me I. And real gangsta no beg boy weed, buy we buy. Anyhow, I don't beg friend no. Weed is my best friend. And me no want see no next friend talk. Weed is my best friend. Some boy where you talk and I lick, me no trust them. Weed is my best friend. You know weed is my best friend. No trust friend, no trust devil. Them a pray hard for you get pebble. If you no trust BS, no trust trouble. Human being no trustable. If we moving antisocial, I me I. And real gangsta no beg boy weed. Buy we buy. Anyhow, I don't beg friend no. Weed is my best friend. And me no want see no next friend talk. Weed is my best friend. Some boy where you talk and I lick, me no trust them. Weed is my best friend. You know weed is my best friend. Weed and me best party, me best charge. Right now it legal, no feds can charge me. Every day 6 pound in a the RD. Right now I reject them a escort me. If me no have ganja, me no happy. I did tell you me have a load up shortly. My boy at all can try extort me. And now I red like Leonard Bartley. Anyhow, I don't beg friend no. Weed is my best friend. And me no want see no next friend talk. Weed is my best friend. Some boy where you talk and I lick, me no trust them. Weed is my best friend. You know weed is my best friend.
Justice. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Screen Girls on Air on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasted live from Vancouver. I'm Christina.
And I'm Sarah, and you just heard Weed is My Best Friend.
Weed is my
by
best
Popcorn,
friend.
And
before that, Kings of Leon, I Want You.
So, we've been talking for a few shows now about 90s nostalgia and this sort of longing to have the 90s back, at least in terms of fashion. But it seems like it's kind of extending itself to television as well.
Sitcoms. All these sitcoms, all these popular 90s sitcoms are being redone. Sitcoms and movies.
So, shows being remade right now: Full House, Coach, Twin Peaks, Powerpuff Girls,
X-Files, Rush Hour, DuckTales,
Uncle Buck.
I don't know Uncle Buck.
I don't know Uncle Buck either.
They're also remaking movies: The Craft, Jumanji. I don't think they should be doing Jumanji.
Be doing The Craft either, or Gem and the Holograms. But that's
I actually don't know that one.
They were a cartoon, I think. I don't know, because I feel like because I grew up, like, spent some time in England, I missed some of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I find I don't know all of them. Yeah. But I know they shouldn't be doing The Craft again. The Craft was one of my favorite 90s movies.
It was done so right, and it captured that time so well. I feel like remakes...
That is 90s fashion, right? Is it? Is it not?
But it wasn't, like, pretty.
No, it was real. It was real grunge.
Yeah. Here, it's like, they'll wear, like, you know, sort of the same thing, kind of, but then, like, the makeup is fully done, and
it's 2015
the hair is very
hair
placed.
Makeup. Yeah, it's 2015 hair and makeup, contoured, flat ironed ringlets. What a hair laid, contour to the max, eyebrows on fleek, and then all your, like, real 90s grunge clothes.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, I don't know if that works.
Yeah, so it doesn't feel the same, but...
We were reading an article on Variety, and it was called Why Nostalgia Rules the Internet and You Can't Escape Full House.
By Pat Saperstein.
And so the article talked about how right now we're living in a new era of viewers who are fanatic about nostalgia for their favorite shows and characters. And so they're saying, like, all these new shows are to basically whet the appetite. This is what audiences want.
And that retro.
You can just go online and you see it. Tumblr. It's full of GIFs from the 90s. It's full of Fresh Prince GIFs. Carlton. So it's like there's this... they're saying it's like for anyone who sort of grew up on these sort of shows, sitting down and watching a rerun is like... It's comfort food. It's that same sort of feeling. So there's a demand there for it to be remade, for a lot of these shows to be remade. And a lot of them are on Netflix. Netflix has exclusive deals. Lifetime has some exclusive deals. Lifetime's got, on August 22nd, they're going to be airing the unauthorized Full House story.
Ooh, the unauthorized.
But what's the date
Full
today?
House
did
story.
That already happen? What's the date today?
It's the 28th.
So that happened on the 22nd.
Yeah.
The unauthorized Full House story. But Lifetime's like on it with this unauthorized sort of Saved by the Bell they're doing, Beverly Hills 90210, Melrose Place.
And then Netflix is going to be doing Fuller House, the new Full House. So it's funny because me and you were like, no, don't remake this, like, don't remake that. But the outpour of fans and, you know, they really love these shows. And so the people have been having outdoor movie screenings. I know they do that here in Vancouver.
And that's kind of helped revive some of those classics, Ghostbusters, Clueless. Those are popular movies usually played at those sort of outdoor screenings. But Hulu has also gotten in on it along with Netflix and Lifetime. Hulu made a $160 million deal for off-net rights to all 180 episodes of Seinfeld.
Wow.
And there was recently a Vogue spread that sort of redid Seinfeld. Do you remember seeing that one? They did it in, like, the exact apartment, all the
yeah.
cereals, everything was exactly the same. It was creepy. But it was all with 2015 fashions.
I love Seinfeld.
Yeah. Seinfeld I'm very excited for.
Yeah.
I love that Twitter account. What's the one about Seinfeld? Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're kind of like Seinfeld this week, and they kind of mm-hmm. sum it up in, like, one tweet, what
yeah.
everyone's doing, George, Jerry.
You literally are Larry David, so. Well, not literally.
I'll take literally. I'll let you use it there. I'm down.
Yeah. And.
But yeah, these nostalgic throwbacks, though. It's even BuzzFeed has a whole section of their website called BuzzFeed's Rewind Section. And so it's just the internet is flooded with this nostalgia. It's translating into all our favorite shows being remade, mm-hmm. all the 90s fashions being regurgitated.
Yeah, and then also I think in higher end fashion, the 70s are back.
Yes.
So it's very, we are able to live out anywhere we want.
You can jump between whatever decade you want.
70s, 90s, today, the future. they're 3D saying, print some shit and put it on.
Whatever floats your boat.
Do whatever you want.
They were saying, though, that it used to take 4 decades to recycle old cultural movements. So, sort of, if you think in 2000s was... they're saying, like, I think with fashion, they're saying it's more like 30 or so. So, if you... 70s... Or is it... No, it's 30 years or so with TV shows, which is why we saw that 70s show during the early 2000s. And then with fashion, it being 2015 and us seeing 70s fashion now. But it's like those TV show hits, all those 90s sitcoms are also driving that sort of fashion. But yeah, more the higher end, though. Definitely 70s are everywhere right now.
Seriously. So just jumping into some events quickly. There's an Art Deco photo walk happening from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. It starts on Granville Street and takes you through some of the most gorgeous buildings in the city to photograph, and tickets are $49. And Janet Jackson is going to be kicking off her world tour on August 31st. Her show is, of course, at Rogers Arena, and it's going to be a really good one. That's been our show. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us next week, same time. Oh, I always do this. We will actually not be here next weekend. Next week on Friday, we are going to be away, so we'll be back the week after, but you can always follow us on Twitter, Vine, Instagram, like us on Facebook. We're also on Snapchat. Everything is at The Screen Girls. You can follow CITR on Twitter at CITR and like them on Facebook. CITR 101.9 FM, and you can hit up the site screengirls.com for today's show with playlists and video artists from around the world. We're going to leave you with Claremont II. This is currently untitled.
Yeah. 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 Who is that? What is that? Is it crazy? I remember when that same thing was a human, and I spat like a baby, now I foam at the mouth like it has rabies. That's right, they approach me different. Got an epileptic shaky, sleepy or hate me. I make you wish I never existed to you, would have to deal with the fact that before you didn't rape me. Stay up, wake up, don't front. You want Claremont, you wanna put this in your trunk if you had the car, but I have to drive. These tricks is whipped, the whip cloth outside. I sip the grape, my wrist cold as it, and it hits my heart. My heart don't exist, I make track, attract the add hits to it. The drug spit, my rap's just as dope as it. I'm breaking legs like the one broke mine, or was it my mind that messed up? If I was running a little faster, both of my legs would've been broken, and my blood on the windshield. Maybe a bit of brain, but who knows, God spared my life. Are my parents prepared for their son to fly? Born in 97, and gone at 10, gone at 13, too young to die. Why am I alive? Not for no reason, deep breaths, I'm scared, but when I stop